The United Nations Security Council renewed the mandate for peacekeepers in Darfur, Sudan, last night in a resolution that Washington criticized for raising concerns about moves to indict Sudan's president for genocide. Western powers agreed to working, making clear the council is ready to discuss suspending any future International Criminal Court indictment of President Omar Hassan al-Bashir for genocide in the interest of peace in Darfur. While yesterday, Sudanese courts condemned 34 Darfuri rebels to death by hanging. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
5 years of war have brought humanitarian disaster to the western Sudanese region of Darfur. In a vote on Thursday evening, the UN Security Council approved another year of peacekeeping in the region, though the vote reflected sharp divisions over genocide charges against the Sudanese president. Despite its support for the peacekeeping mission, the United States abstained from the council's 14-0 vote. The U.S. objected to the council, noting in its reauthorizing resolution that the African Union had asked it to freeze the International Criminal Court's prosecution of Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir. In an interview published Thursday, al-Bashir said he will never deal with or appear before the International Criminal Court, whose prosecutor has indicted him on charges of genocide and war crimes in the country's remote Darfur region. The council endorsed Thursday the ambitious goal set by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon of increasing the force to 80% of its authorized level by the end of the year. That would mean more than doubling it to nearly 21,000 troops and police within 5 months. While Thursday in Sudan, a government court sentenced 32 Darfur rebels to death by hanging for their involvement in a raid on the capital in May. Another 8 were sentenced to death Tuesday in the same case. Lawyers say they have a weak appeal. The United Nations estimates that up to 300,000 people were killed and 2.7 million displaced in the Darfur conflict since it began in 2003, when ethnic Darfurian rebels took up arms against the mainly Arab government to press demands for more state funds and services. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.